TikTok has just rolled out a new feature where they're going to let you choose how much AI-generated content you want to see. This is at a time when we have AI-generated content platforms coming out of Meta and OpenAI, and people are starting to complain on some sides, and people think it's great in other camps. Like, to be honest, I've heard both of these opinions shared. A lot of people complain that they feel like social media feeds are going to become AI slop generators, and some people think it is a way to express your creativity using video to create new AI-generated ideas. Okay, we're going to get into all of this on the show today and also talk about what TikTok is doing and why they're taking this particular stance. Before we get into that, if you want to get access to all of the AI models that we talk about on the show, I'd love for you to go check out my startup, which is called AIbox.ai. You get access to the top 40 different AI models, all of the top text models like Gemini and Claude and ChatGPT and Grok, all of those different models, and a bunch of amazing audio models like 11 Labs, a ton of cool image models as well. So all of that, $20 a month, you get access to everything, so you don't have to have tons of subscriptions to tons of different services. If you want to check it out, there's a link in the description to AIbox.ai. So let's talk about TikTok here. This is obviously an app that used to just be 100% user-generated content. In fact, it kind of spurred this whole industry of UGC, user-generated content, where you made these really realistic, even companies trying to do things would make these really realistic ads where it's just a user sitting in their bedroom talking about a product, and it's kind of gone are the days of these like really polished videos. TikTok really pushed that forward. All of a sudden, we have AI-generated content that is taking over the For You page. And because of this, TikTok has introduced a bunch of new advanced labeling technologies for AI-generated content. So the new AI-generated content, it's called the AIGC, so AI-generated content control. It's coming out in the Manage Topics tool. It essentially is going to let you choose what you see on TikTok. This is what they said about it. They said, Manage Topic already enables people to adjust how often they see content related to over 10 categories like dance, sports, food and drinks. Like these controls, the AIGC setting is intended to help people tailor the diverse range of content in their feed rather than removing or replacing content in feeds entirely. I personally think this is a fantastic move if you can actually go and completely ban certain categories. I might, you know, people might hate me, but like, I personally don't want to see any dance videos in my TikTok feed. It's just not what I'm interested in. But there's other areas like technology and AI that I'm deeply interested in. I would like to see more of. Now, up until this point, you and I both know the best way to fine tune your TikTok algorithm is to go and engage with a lot of content. I talk to people and they're like, I hate TikTok because I just see like a whole bunch of spam and all this stupid stuff on there. And it's like, well, you probably commented on it. And even, you know, you'll talk to people that are like, man, did you hear what this person said? Like, absolutely hate them. They're so dumb. I was commenting on their post the other day about blah, blah, blah. You know, I'll hear this about like political figures. And I'm like, okay, fantastic. You are now going to see a ton more content from that person because that is what the algorithm thinks you engage with. So whatever you engage with, grow. What I do like is that they're actually giving you the ability to hard code this regardless of what you've engaged with in the past and just shut down certain categories. And one of those will be AI generated. All of this is coming as OpenAI and Meta right now are really embracing AI in the feed. Obviously, Meta has their new Vibes app and Sora, the app is, OpenAI launched that as well. Since Sora launched, really realistic AI-generated videos have been popping up all over, not just on Sora. They're on TikTok. They're everywhere. People have figured out ways to export them off of that platform and send them everywhere. I was literally on LinkedIn the other day and someone was like, oh my gosh, have you seen this, you know, video? Or I don't know. Okay, I'll explain it. Someone was like, you think your day is bad until you see this guy. And it was like a guy on the toilet on his phone in like a lodge and a deer jumped through the window at the back of the bathroom and then a bear jumped in and he's in this tiny porta potty with a bear and a deer and they're all wrestling around and it's like insanity. And like for the first 2 seconds, you just think, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then you're like, how can a bear jump through that window? You start looking and you notice like the guy is sitting on the toilet, but he's also just like wearing his underwear. And there's like all these weird things and like the toilet paper roll like disappears. And then all of a sudden the deer disappears and the guy disappears. And like, it's just for 2 seconds, you might think it's real and then you realize it's not. But it's going on every single platform is my point. It is on LinkedIn. It is everywhere. I saw so many people liking and commenting on that video on LinkedIn and most of them did not realize it was AI generated. And of course, over on Facebook, there's the entire Facebook page, which is AI-generated images people think are real. That was kind of the OG, I think, and we've moved beyond AI-generated images. Now it is AI-generated videos. That group in particular literally just documented any time they saw AI-generated images on a specific Facebook group and people were commenting on it, usually elderly people, that thought it was a real image. This is going to happen with video, like, at an insane rate. You just see the most crazy, unhinged things, and people think they're real. The problem is, right now, I think there's lots of things. It's like, oh, you know, the toilet paper roll disappeared, or why is this thing funny? Or that's kind of low quality, or there's a watermark. But all of those things are going to disappear. The quality is going to get better and better. Things are going to look ultra realistic. And it's going to be really difficult to tell what is a real video and what is not. And this is what I think a lot of people are complaining about. A lot of TikTok users are using AI to create visuals for posts about a lot of different topics like history and celebrities, which some people think is a good use of that. TikTok says that with the new AI-generated content controls, users who want to see less of this content can now dial things down. And if you want to see more of it, you can also dial up your AI content if that is, you know, what you'd like to optimize your algorithm for. So you can access the new capabilities. You go to the settings and the content preferences and then the manage topics. There's just like a slider where you can slide different topics. AI-generated content is one, but like I mentioned, there's a bunch of different ones, sports, dance, and you can see more or less of any of those things. This is coming in the next couple weeks, TikTok says, for the AI-generated content slider specifically. And TikTok is now testing a technology called invisible watermarking. TikTok already requires people put a label on realistic AI-generated content, and they use a cross-industry technology called Content Credentials, which is from C2PA, which basically embeds metadata into content to let other platforms know when something's AI-generated. However, because you can actually generate AI stuff on TikTok itself. All that being said, TikTok does say that the labels can be removed when their content is re-uploaded or if you edit it on another platform, right? Like you download it, it's in the metadata, you go open it in Adobe Premiere, edit it, or just literally straight up export it immediately and change all of the metadata. So with the new quote-unquote invisible watermark TikTok is going to be adding, this is another layer of safeguards. By using that, it can essentially detect when things have this invisible watermark, even if the metadata has been changed. That means it's going to be harder for it to remove because the watermark is in the video itself. You won't be able to see it, but there's little pixels in there that TikTok can detect and they will know. TikTok is going to start adding these invisible watermarks to AI-generated content made with TikTok's tools. So they have their AI Editor Pro. It's also adding them to any content that's uploaded with the C2PA's content credentials. And they said that all of these watermarks are going to essentially help them label content more reliably. TikTok says that it's going to continue reading all of the C2PA content credentials and adding them to AI-generated content made on its platform. In relation to all of this, right, TikTok has all of these efforts. They also announced that they are launching a $2 million AI literacy fund, which is aimed at experts like a bunch of nonprofits to create content that teaches people about AI literacy and safety. So they're trying to approach it from, yes, like they have these invisible watermarks and they have this kind of metadata that they're going to detect things with, but they're also trying to approach it from an educational perspective, because at the end of the day, it's always a cat and mouse game where people are trying to hide that it's AI generated, hide the watermarks, hide the metadata. And you just have to teach people what to look out for and how to know if they can actually trust a video is AI generated or not. So I appreciate their approach on the education side of this as well. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, learned anything new, know someone that needs to hear about AI generated videos, send them this episode. And also make sure to leave a rating and review on the show. You can hit the About tab on Spotify or drop some stars over on Apple. It helps the podcast out tremendously to get reviews from you guys. Also, make sure to go check out AIbox.ai if you want to get all of the best AI models for one price, $20 a month, and you don't have to have 100 different subscriptions. Thanks so much for tuning into the show, and I'll catch you in the next episode.